Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Koch Industries.
And I'm Anna Palmer. The story that everybody is buzzing about deals with California Representative Linda Sanchez. She's a member of the House Democratic Leadership Team, and yesterday she said she thinks it's time for Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and her top lieutenants to step down. Critiques of Nancy Pelosi and opinions about whether she and her top lieutenants have stayed too long have been voiced for years behind the scenes. But the fact that a member of her own leadership team and of her California state delegation was willing to say that she needs to leave is a first. While several Democratic lawmakers and aides told us this isn't the time to air their grievances in public, it is telling that the agitation for change and frustration within Pelosi's ranks for new leadership is very strong after years in the minority.
Meanwhile, Republicans have their own drama in the House. We are reporting that several Republicans pressured Pennsylvania Congressman Tim Murphy to resign after it became clear that the House Ethics Committee would have to investigate allegations about alleged mistreatment of staff. Josh Dossie, Emily Stevenson, and Andrea Peterson report that Trump's chief of staff's personal cell phone was likely compromised. The White House tech support discovered the suspected breach after Kelly turned his phone in this summer.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is the latest Trump cabinet secretary on the hot seat about his travel. The New York Times is reporting that he has cost taxpayers $800,000 for military aircraft flights he has taken since March. The inspector general found Mnuchin broke no laws. But the Times reports the IG lamented on the loose justification provided for such costly flights. Bloomberg's David Gura tweeted that Mnuchin's predecessor, Jack Lew, told him he never used military aircraft for domestic travel.
NBC News is reporting that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was summoned to the White House to discuss stories about his tension with the president. They are also reporting that Vice President Mike Pence was fuming after learning that NBC reported Tillerson's spokesman had said Pence once privately questioned Nikki Haley's value.
The search for answers continues in Las Vegas. The New York Times reports that the search for motive is slow, but officials say they will get there. And NBC News is reporting that the Las Vegas shooter's girlfriend told investigators that he would lie in bed moaning and screaming. And the Wall Street Journal is reporting that YouTube tweaked its search results after conspiracy theories rose to the top of its searches related to Las Vegas.
The NRA's Wayne LaPierre went on Fox News and said more gun legislation and regulations will not prevent mass shootings. He reiterated the group's support for increased regulation of bump stocks. Still, he cautioned that the group has not said it's time to ban them or confiscate them. In Puerto Rico, FEMA has removed statistics related to drinking water access and electricity on the island, the Washington Post is reporting.
And on the world stage, there was more news about Trump planning to say the Iran nuclear deal is not in the national interest. The Washington Post reports that Trump is expected to announce next week he will decertify the international deal with Iran. In the juice, we've got a first in playbook. Senator Tim Kaine, a Democrat from Virginia, raised $1.8 million in the third quarter of 2018, and he has more than $8.4 million cash on hand, according to his campaign. Kaine is up for re-election in 2018. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.